You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. The California state prison system has been hit hard with COVID-19. And in Kings County, Avenal State Prison ranks second highest, with more than 700 cases between the incarcerated and staff members. But this isn't the first time the prison has faced an outbreak of a deadly disease, and it's not the first time African Americans were particularly at risk. FM89's Carrie Klein brings us this story about the formerly incarcerated men still seeking justice from a fungal disease outbreak nearly a decade ago.
Paul Richardson was in prison in Fresno County in the 90s when he first heard about Valley Fever, a mysterious fungal disease that could be caught from inhaling spores in the soil. But the inmates had their own name for it.
And we called it instant AIDS, A-I-D-S.
It hits people like a brick wall. In rare cases, it kills them.
Within 30 days, you lost about 50 pounds.
Twelve years later, Richardson himself would contract the disease after he'd been transferred to Avenal State Prison. The arid land surrounding the sprawling facility is fertile ground for the fungus that causes the disease. Richardson remembers the day he thinks he caught it.
It's hot, sunny. This is July 2012.
He was walking outside to breakfast, and he saw the wind kick up dust devils toward the sky.
It's spinning and spinning and spinning.
Within days, he says, food started to lose its flavor. He lost his appetite, then his energy. A correctional officer noticed he'd stopped getting out of bed.
And she walks over there to me and pulled the covers back, and the whole bed was drenched, and I was shaking.
Night sweats, fevers. He thinks he lost around 60 pounds. He was finally diagnosed and given antifungal medications, but he still struggles to manage the disease today. Patrick Wallace also felt the fierce winds on his way to Avenal's cafeteria. It was late 2011, and eventually he too stopped eating and getting out of bed. His case was bad enough he was transferred to a hospital in Bakersfield.
And I was in that hospital for 30 days, shackled, while they gave me shots, pills, or whatever they did.
He'd eventually need multiple surgeries on his lymph nodes, where the disease had spread. Richardson and Wallace were just two of 800 men to contract Valley Fever at Avenal from 2007 to 2012. It was a dramatic spike that mostly affected Avenal and a prison in Fresno County. In that same time period, the disease killed around 40 inmates statewide. Wallace and Richardson are Black, one of the two ethnic groups long known to be especially susceptible to Valley Fever. The other is Filipinos. For this reason, these men and hundreds of others have sued the state government for knowingly putting vulnerable inmates in harm's way. Here's Patrick Wallace again.
And it trickles down. It trickles down to the warden and everybody that knows that they have that around their prison. And you're still transporting bodies and putting people at risk.
Valley Fever is a known entity. Every year, thousands of Californians are diagnosed with the disease, mostly here, in the valley it's named after. But during that spike a decade ago, infection rates at those two prisons rose to as much as 150 times higher than outside the prison walls. That's when Ben Pavone started receiving letters. He's a lawyer in San Diego.
Back in November 2012, I got a bunch of prison mail. I hadn't taken a civil rights case, a prison case, in about 10 years.
A handful of letters from infected prisoners snowballed into hundreds. They changed Pavone's mind.
It was crazy. I mean, these letters were so heartfelt in the sense that they were really just mortified and overwhelmed by the fact that, you know, whole swaths of people were getting infected.
He ended up representing close to 200 inmates, including Richardson and Wallace, in suits against government officials for reckless conduct and outright negligence.
The one thing you get to keep, the one right you have, and there are so few you have left, is you have the right to be incarcerated safely.
All the cases were dismissed in court, then on appeals, and were even denied a hearing by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Pavone has elevated his claim to the United Nations, which is not as far-fetched as it may seem. During World War II, the U.S. government did move hundreds of German prisoners of war out of Valley military bases out of fear of violating the Geneva Convention. Here's Patrick Wallace again.
They found out this inhumane to house them in an area where they could be susceptible to a life-altering disease. And they move them, but you're not going to move your American citizens.
The Department of Corrections did eventually begin moving Black and Filipino inmates out of Valley prisons. But that was in 2013, after the worst of the spike was over, and only after an order from the federal government. Thousands of men had already had their lives changed forever, including Wallace, who has little faith in the legal system.
Justice is a fancy word for people that can afford it. If you can't afford it like me, there is no justice.
Wallace believes the real reason they keep losing is discrimination. After all, they're violent criminals, right? Richardson, whose legal name is Joseph Dawes, did 24 years for a series of crimes with a firearm. Wallace was paroled after 23 years for second-degree murder.
Nobody don't really care too much about prisoners getting some type of disease. A lot of them like, well, shoot, they should have never went to prison, and they wouldn't have to worry about getting those things.
Wallace argues those decades behind bars were their price to society. Today, both he and Richardson are free men. They're in their 50s, restarting their lives, boasting about their grandkids. Richardson owns a beauty supply store in L.A., and Wallace is a substance abuse counselor in San Diego. But both still wrestle with the disease. Wallace worries it could get worse.
I have no energy. I'm constantly tired. I have to take constant breaks. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing what I'm doing now.
They may no longer be in prison, but he says they're still paying a life sentence. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
Now I have health reporter Carrie Klein here to talk about this a little more. So welcome, Carrie.
Hi, thanks, Kathleen.
So from what I understand, you recorded the interviews for that piece earlier this year before the pandemic broke out. So how are Paul Richardson and Patrick Wallace doing right now?
They're doing, you know, really as fine as anyone is. Neither one of them has caught COVID-19, as far as they know, but both worry that they could, especially since they're still both dealing with Valley fever in their systems. And of course, African-Americans are among the most at risk of COVID-19. And also, both of them have kept their jobs and seem to be in relatively good spirits, which is good.
That's really good to hear. So this story is not about COVID-19, and these lawsuits were filed before Black Lives Matter even existed. But it seems like there are parallels between this story and all of these narratives.
Yeah, this is a very interesting time to kind of be talking and thinking about all of these. You know, there are echoes of the Valley fever outbreak in this current COVID-19 outbreak. And obviously not all people with Valley fever or COVID-19 are Black, but both diseases disproportionately affect that community. And both men see their pursuit of justice in terms of, you know, with Valley fever at Avenal as a racial justice issue as well, for sure. You know, Paul Richardson told me that he did take part in some Black Lives Matter demonstrations, but only until people around him started looting. He called those people dummies, actually.
Wow.
And didn't want to be associated with their behavior. Wallace also really emphatically supports the movement, but he was sort of traumatized when he says a friend of his was recently shot in the eye with a rubber bullet. So you know, they're not able to take part as much as they'd like, but they do feel that all of these issues really are related. And now when we talk about specifically COVID-19 at Avenal State Prison, you know, this much more recent issue, you know, I will be following up with the prison, with the State Department of Corrections, as the pandemic continues, to kind of just get a hold on what's happening there.
That's great. Thank you so much for your reporting.